This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick here with Celeste Headley. Mexico City lawmakers voted yesterday to legalize same-sex marriage in the capital city. They became the first city in Latin America to do so. The news raised eyebrows because Mexico is, of course, a conservative, overwhelmingly Catholic nation. Johan Grillo is a Mexico correspondent for Time magazine. He joins us now from Mexico City. Johan, legalization of gay marriage in Mexico City, is it as surprising in Mexico as it is in the United States?
It's not that big a surprise right now because the movement towards these kind of reforms has been really gaining ground the last 3 or 4 years in Mexico. There's already been a law changed in the capital that had allowed same-sex civil unions back in 2006. Not quite gay marriage, but it did allow certain rights. The new law now allows all rights to same-sex marriages, including the adoption of children. So this momentum has been building up for several years. So, here we've already been seeing it happen, and not so surprised as a lot of the world is by this new reform.
And what has the church had to say about this?
The church, is very much against it. The Archbishop of Mexico City, Cardinal Norberto Rivera, made a declaration yesterday, quite a strong declaration, saying this is something we should condemn. They've always been, it's quite a conservative Catholic church in this country that has been very much against the reforms we've seen in Mexico City by a left-wing government.
So in San Francisco and in Vermont and places in the United States where temporarily gay marriage has been legalized or same-sex unions, you do see a lot of gay couples lining up at the gates of the courthouse or the church, as the case may be, to go and get married. Is that happening today in Mexico City?
Well, the law's been passed. It will take some time to actually get through to actually take effect.
Oh, okay.
On the street. They passed the legislation, the mayor has to sign it and so forth. But there were certainly some couples outside the assembly in Mexico City having some celebratory kisses and some celebratory hugs over the new law. So, we should soon see in the coming months, once it does come into full effect, people lining up and tying the knot. We've seen a lot of same-sex civil unions already in the last 3 years, some quite high-profile events following that change in 2006.
So as is so often the case, though, I imagine the big city, Mexico City, is probably a little more liberal than the countryside. What's to stop the Mexican Congress from banning same-sex marriage and, in effect, overturning this move in the city?
Well, it's a very good point, like you said. Mexico City itself has become a very liberal, socially liberal environment, whereas the rest of the country is conservative. But the Congress itself does not have the power to overturn this law. There's likely to be attempts to try and say it's inconstitutional or some way, but it seems very likely this law will stand.
All right, same-sex marriage, now legal or soon to be signed into law in Mexico City. Johan Grillo, Mexico correspondent for Time magazine, thanks for joining us. Coming up, our Remixing the Holiday series continues with Broadway star Brian Stokes Mitchell and members of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir talking about their favorite Christmas music. That's later this hour.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.